Well, this is clearly not an appropriations bill. There actually was an amendment on the House floor to make it an appropriations bill, and that was rejected by the supporters of the bill. The reason they rejected that was because they knew that it probably wouldn't pass. It barely passed in the very last day of session to begin with. And so if they had made an appropriations bill, they knew that it wouldn't have passed the General Assembly because we had a $1.2 billion structural deficit. Yeah, the ramifications financially are there. Right now, the University of Maryland at College Park, they're just cutting eight teams. The men and women's swimming and diving teams, women's water polo teams, men's tennis, it just keeps going on. There are eight teams they're cutting. So there are different ways that they can pay for this, and that's one of them. I hate to see the teams at the University of Maryland getting cut, but those are the kind of effects. Marylanders are going to be hurt by this bill. That's true. But then how they appropriate this in the future, they could actually increase taxes. They could increase the funding or leave the funding the same. This bill doesn't affect that at all. It's not in appropriations. But it will have an effect on Marylanders, and that's why 132,000 people signed the petition and worked very, very hard to make sure that we follow existing federal immigration laws and that we don't subsidize the college tuition costs for illegal aliens.
The fact that indirectly it impacted the University of Maryland, you know, cutting the teams, raising tuition and such, wouldn't that make it an appropriations bill not before voters?
Well, if it did, every bill that the legislature passes would probably be considered an appropriations bill. It's clearly not. It didn't go through the Appropriations Committee. We're not talking about raising taxes with this bill. We're not talking about actually giving any type of money at all. So really, it's a policy issue that was passed, and that's certainly eligible for the petition effort. And, you know, really, this is a frivolous lawsuit to begin with. They came forward and said, you know, the Board of Elections validated 109,000 signatures and said they were valid. And they said, well, you don't have over 55,736 signatures that you need. But, of course, the more we went into it and we actually studied those signatures, we found out, Judicial Watch, that we actually had about 5,000 additional signatures that should have been counted that weren't. And, of course, they dropped that part of the lawsuit because they knew they had no case at all. Now they're just grasping at straws to say this is an appropriation bill so that they want to cheat the Maryland voters from being able to vote on this in November. That's simply not fair, and it's not going to work. Judge Sirkworth, I believe he's going to see our opinion is correct. It's not an appropriations bill, and I'm expecting the Maryland voters to be able to vote on this in November.
How do you explain the Gonzales poll results, which showed that a slight majority were against the DREAM Act, but at the same time, it's within the margin of error, so it's virtually a deadlock?
Well, part of that is just how the question is worded. But also, we see 132,000 Marylanders signed this petition. There's a lot of excitement to be able to have the opportunity to vote on this issue in November. And I believe that when we do get the chance to vote on it, the Maryland voters are going to say, no, we want to follow existing federal immigration laws, and we don't want to send our money to support supplementing the education for illegal aliens, and we don't want to cut eight teams from the University of Maryland at College Park. We don't want to have those kind of consequences by passing this bill.